From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Julia Ritchie. Former state lawmaker Chris Herrod made headlines this year after he pulled off an upset win at the Utah GOP's special nominating convention for the 3rd Congressional District. After several years on the political sidelines, the 51-year-old Republican is hoping to re-enter the fray and is locked in a competitive race for Jason Chaffetz's seat. On the trail, Herrod has emphasized his conservative record and international experience of teaching in Ukraine for several years. I sat down with Herrod in the studio for the last in our series of interviews with 3rd District candidates. I began by asking him about his decision to challenge Senator Orrin Hatch back in 2012 and what he's learned from political defeat.
I think that was probably delusions of grandeur to go after. That's a pretty big thing to do. Senator Lee had done it the year before, but Senator Hatch had a big war chest, and you know that's that. But this is, I think, something that it is an open seat. You know, one of the news organizations gave me a 3% chance of winning convention, and those that know me, that you know, I smile. I'm a nice guy, but I do have a very competitive side. I was actually ranked at that one time number one in the nation for fencing, and so I have that competitive nature. And so, it's actually sometimes it's not bad to be underrated. You know, that people focus their attention on somebody else, and I was able to do that. You know, if I'm honest, I probably gave one of the best speeches of my life at convention as well, and so those are things that helped me get through that convention.
Let's pivot to healthcare for a minute. Okay. I've asked the other two primary challengers about healthcare and what's going on in Congress right now. So I think their most recent poll, it was a Washington Post ABC poll, showed that people prefer Obamacare by a 2-to-1 margin over the current Republican plan. And even among Republicans polled, only about 43% said they preferred their party's plan. So do you support any of the Republican proposals that have come out so far? And why do you think they've been so unpopular?
You know, I wouldn't support it without, Senator Lee's and Senator Cruz's
the Consumer Freedom Amendment.
Yeah, and you have to preserve the free market part of healthcare. And, you know, this is one of the things that I brought to this debate is, you know, for me, socialized medicine is not theoretical. I've lived under it. I lived under it in Sweden and Vienna and then in the former Soviet Union. And I can give you horror story after horror story of socialized medicine. But to think that that's a direction that we want to go, you know, for me, the most poignant comments that somebody made is, you know, this was somebody that didn't make a whole lot of money, but they made more than what they would qualify for Medicaid, and they liked having their free market choices of healthcare. But because of all the things that have been added to Obamacare, it has pushed a good middle class plan out of their reach. And that's part of the problem that we have, is we don't have competitive forces. I'm a big believer in high deductible plans with HSAs, because you look at the part of medical that has had the best cost containment, it's that where, frankly, insurance hasn't been involved or Obamacare hasn't touched. So you need to bring some of those free market competitions back.
During your campaign, you cited your international experience in the former USSR, and I have to ask, are you worried about the current special investigation into Russian meddling in the election, especially in light of Donald Trump Jr.'s emails sort of confirming that it was Russia's intention to aid his campaign?
You know, people are tired, at least that I found, tired about talking about Trump and the collusion argument. My in-laws, my wife's parents had their windows blown out 2 years ago on Christmas Eve from a Russian separatist bomb. So we're no fans of Putin. Let me make that very clear. But Putin is a chess player, and he's outplaying right now the press, the Democrats, and actually, frankly, some Republicans, because as long as we're talking about collusion, we're not talking about healthcare reform. We're not talking about tax reform. We're not talking about Russia really has invaded Ukraine. Now, as far as issue of meddling, you have to break meddling into, did they meddle through propaganda? You know, some people think the press meddles through propaganda, you know, so you have to separate that from when they try to break into machines and change votes. That's, to me, that's a whole different level. And so those are the things that we need to go after with sanctions and things like that. But I don't think the issue of collusion, or even you mentioned Donald Jr.'s meeting that's getting it, is how many times have I ever gone to a meeting and not known what we're going to talk about? How can you be held accountable before you go to a meeting about what was came up after the fact.
To play devil's advocate, in the email it did mention that this is part of the Russian effort to aid your campaign, though. I mean, do you feel like that was appropriate to take that meeting?
Well, you know, I think that's where the naivety of sometimes of the Trumps were probably a little bit naive, you know.
Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So that was Chris Herod, a Republican candidate for Utah's 3rd Congressional District. A GOP primary is scheduled for August 15th. For KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Julia Ritchie.